Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What was the difference for you once you got through that first inning?
Diaz and I realized that, you know, these guys obviously look at scouting reports and what's happened before. They were swinging the fastballs early, and I was throwing it over the plate, so they were able to hit it. So I made an adjustment quickly, going to more off-speed pitches, and we were able to, you know, first inning, mitigate, you know, as well as we could, and then the second inning, keep the zero. Took a lot of pitches, but I was committed to getting the zero there. You don't want to walk a lefty as a lefty to get to Rendon. That was not the plan, but it worked out. So it's just about the ebb and flow of the game, and that's why I love starting so much. That's why I've always loved starting, is being able to, you have to be able to make adjustments throughout a game. So, you know, it was fastball heavy at first, then we changed to more off speed, and then as the game went on, we were able to start throwing fastball again.
How encouraging is that for you going forward, too, that you can turn to plan B and have it work that well?
It's very big. I was just telling some of the guys, you know, last outing was my first real, what I would say, dominant start in the major leagues. I hadn't really had one of these. I had some good starts, but not really a dominant start like that. And then this start is, I haven't had one of these where you kind of struggle at the beginning and then be able to make some adjustments and get through six. And, you know, only keeping them two runs to keep getting the five zeros in a row is a very nice feeling. So, you know, you get the high pitch count. I'm at 60 pitches through three innings. My goal is to get through six. And that's what I want. And me and Diaz working together, we were able to do that.
I feel like I can ask you this honestly. Like, there have been times where that would have blown up on you in that first inning, or if not then, the next inning. What is different overall?
I think the main thing is a confidence and really getting back to the way that I pitch. It can kind of, sometimes people can kind of see it as not caring or something like that, and that's what I was afraid to do it. But I'm very lighthearted. I need to stay loose on the mound. It's how I'm able to execute my pitches a lot better. If I get really intense and tight, I just get stuck. And that's why that was happening. I would start walking people, trying to do so much instead of just kind of stepping back. So we were able to do that today. And once again, you know, like the mound visit that Ray came out before the Rendon at bat was like a loosening moment. It wasn't a, hey, we need to get this guy. It was like a, hey, let's go heat her up and in and see what happens. And it works.
Just from the hitting perspective, how tough was it facing Scherzer?
Well, I struck out on three pitches, so I mean, the first one I should have hit. But from what I saw, from what the other guys said, he's the only person I've ever seen throw from that angle and get that kind of, like, it literally looks like it's rising. It's pretty crazy. I can see why he, you know, three Cy Youngs. And he's just, and that's his first start back from the IL, so he's something special.
Pitching tonight for you is more of as much a mental game as it was a physical game, right? You know, thinking about it and keeping your cool.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Being able to, like I said, like take that step back is very important. I had, you know, the off-speed stuff was working tonight, and that's why I was able to get through it. And when Diaz is back there, and we've worked so well together through the minor leagues too, and he's able to kind of see what's working for me, and we make quick adjustments on the fly, so I trust him. A lot, and so it's nice to have.
Do you guys have that going in, like plan A? All right, if this works out, or if this doesn't work, then you go straight to this, or is it more on the fly?
It's on the fly. We were just in the shower talking about that, where he was just like, "Wow, we had to change plans pretty much immediately," and I was like, "Yeah, that was." It's gonna happen like that sometimes. The main thing I wanted was that I didn't want it to come off like I wasn't attacking. You know what I mean? We were still attacking hitters. We were just doing it in a different way with a different pitch selection.
Same mentality, different.
Same mentality, different pitches, yeah.
You threw more changeups than you threw last Saturday?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I threw a lot more sliders. Slider was good tonight, so we just kept throwing it.
Did you see that be a swing and miss pitch? I mean, I think it was a third of the ones you threw.
Yeah. It hasn't been that good for a long time. That's where I want it to be. I want to be able to get it so it's diving, maybe bouncing behind the plate or being caught, you know, underhanded by Diaz. That's what we're looking for on that pitch, basically 90% of the time.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.